Well, hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
I keep forgetting that darn thing at the beginning. Hello, folks. This is Blue Water coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. This is the latest installment of The Young and the Clueless versus The Old and the Toothless. Prosecutor's Radio tonight salutes Grandfather Red Elk. Red Elk, probably more than any elder on the planet, has, because he's spent quite a bit of time with over the years with Art Bell and George Nuri, has probably spoken to more millions of people, instructing them on how to get in touch with their creator. Wednesday was his 72nd birthday, so we're going to wish him a happy birthday. This is a Northern Drum version of the happy birthday song, and then we'll get Red Elk in. And we also have Mark the Badger Portraiting going to be doing Red Elk's Mayan birthday reading. So we'll kick things off with a Northern Drum version of Happy Birthday. Welcome to everybody. We have Red Elk, and we also have Mark the Badger Fortune with us tonight, and we're going to have a little fireside chat with Red Elk. If anyone would like to call in and be part of the show, and by the way, your mics are live right now, folks, and hang on a second to get back into the studio. So it's not
by
like
the
you're
way,
dying,
thank
like
you,
you're dying,
and if you hear me coughing, sometimes it gets hard to breathe, so I start coughing, so forgive me.
That's
this
okay.
It happens. It
hey,
keeps me going, coughing.
there'd be no better time to pass away than during this broadcast. We'd love to be a part of your passing.
Yeah, but, the dead part. There you go.
Yeah, right. Long as we don't have to drag you out and dig a ditch and throw you in it and throw lime over you, we're okay with it. So anyway,
yeah, I'm tired of me.
Anyway, we've got Mark the Badger Borchetting, and Mark has a really special in-depth Mayan birthday reading for Red Elk, and go ahead and kick that off and let folks know what number to call in. How you doing, Mark?
Doing fine.
Okay, what do you got for us?
Well, Red Elk was born on a day in the Mayan Zolcan calendar, which is called 3 Came or 3 Semi. And that particular day is a day that has... The three kind of denotes things that have to do with the creative, you know, right side of the brain type of energy and thinking. You know, a little bit more abstract, ability to pull in and understand some things like that. It'd be a little bit where it's also, and I guess a lot of people attribute it more kind of a feminine connection, female type of energy and thinking. So it also has to do with communication between kind of points, between a point A and B. So it kind of, he probably has the ability to communicate things between two other people or two other cultures or whatever. So he probably has some capability of doing that. The semiglyph, in some of the drawings, they actually draw it as a skull. And so it's one of the reasons I was wondering if Grandfather Martin had any, or Grandfather Red Elk had any connections or thinking about the crystal skulls.
I've got a lot of information that's probably useless to the public in general. Not useless to the NA. And there's a lot of skulls out there. A lot of skulls. Unbelievable. You wouldn't believe how many are there, wherever. And in just one area here alone, there's got to be at least seven, at least. And all of them but one are dangerous. If they're moved or picked up, or, you know, somebody, oh, look, a crystal skull, picks it up, they're going to cause major catastrophes in the area, like big earthquakes, bridges down, all that type of thing. They've got some of them are false in the sense that they're decoys, you know, to distract you from the one that's supposed to work for you and all that. And they're out there, and they're worldwide and another world deep, if you want. And the one that I had the most contact with is in Alaska, and belongs to another half-breed Indian friend of ours. And I'm quite small. In my former blog, before it got wiped out, there was pictures of it, and it has a twin. This one's a female skull, and it has a twin, a male skull that's hidden in Hawaii. And there's a certain cave there right alongside the coast, almost, well, it might even be one of those blowhole caves where when the waves hit it, it blows out the top. But there's two indents in the roof of that cave. You put the female skull in the top indent and the male skull in the other indent, and you got the full story of what those two combined, what they were made for and the information they wanted to share. But interesting things, these skulls, but I don't know. I don't know what I've got to do with it. I'm a member of the Cherokee Crystal Skull Society, but only on invite. And I don't know too much about them, except, like I said, there's lots of the darn things out there. And they're not made, well, it's a little odd. Are they made by aliens? Are they made by humans? Well, there's things that we know that most of the Indians don't even know. And only a few of the medicine people know. And this earth that you and I are living on right now used to be another earth, and it disappeared. And over time, all the explosion of it, plus other rocks floating around in space, they all seem to gather together, and this is what we're on now, a bunch of space debris that turned out to be quite a bit bigger than the one that blew up. Oh, that was a beautiful thing. And the people on that particular planet, Earth, it was Earth, but long before this one, they look like Laotians or Vietnamese or something like that. Very beautiful men and women, very beautiful, very childlike. And, well, they had their medicine people then, too, their sacred carriers. They're the ones that made the skulls, as well as other artifacts that have yet to be discovered. And how they made it, I don't know, but they not only made the skulls, but they are the ones that put the knowledge in these skulls and other artifacts. So that's about all I know. But Earth was here before this one, believe me. And, well, no, don't believe me. Don't believe a word I say.
Hey, Mark,
you got to be full of crap.
You got to be careful what you ask Red Elk. He'll give you an answer.
Well, we'll look at it a little bit more, and there's maybe a couple other hints here, too, with the connection with Red Elk's birth. The semiglyph, not just as a skull glyph, but it's also associated with death, rebirth, knowledge of elders, and a communion or communication between or with the dimensions. It also has a partner in that's significant in the cycle, and this partner is a day. It's a jaguar energy, and it's a very interesting day because it's one of the days that's connected to the Mayan daykeeper initiation ceremonies. It is also a day that's carved temple of Quetzalcoatl at Teotihuacan. If you
what
look at
was
Teo-
that?
That was the
Teo-
that was a jaguar. That's our new jaguar. Yeah.
I think that just ate a blue otter. I don't know.
Yes, somebody
and
dropped
a jaguar here. Eating an otter.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, somebody, so the so that is interesting because that tells me that you may have some kind of connection to that particular temple of Quetzalcoatl at Teotihuacan. Kind of
yeah,
a balancing or a partner in.
Don't you have white names for those things? I'm a half-breed. I don't know all the Indian terms.
Teotihuacan's down outside of north of Mexico City. Big pyramid complex.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
And on it, there's the temple or the pyramid of the moon, the pyramid of the sun. And then there's also the Temple of Quetzalcoatl. And on the Temple of Quetzalcoatl, there are these carvings. And there's exact number of those that match Mayan Zolcan calendar cycle. And they have a mouth, and they would put a marker stone in that mouth. And those particular things are what I'm talking about, is having a connection, kind of a balancing or a partner type energy with your birth. So a balance, counterbalancing between the jaguar energy and the skull or crystal skull energy.
All right. Boy, am I glad I know that.
Sitting in a larger cycle that has to do with a seed being planted in the crown, which would relate back to the Mayan word Mots, which relates to the star system of the Pleiades. And there's some people that have an awareness that there's connections between some of the crystal skulls and the Pleiadian star system.
Well,
so that appears
That's possible.
Yeah.
I
maybe
know
possible
a
you have
about
a connection
the,
to it, too.
Yeah, that's why I say that's possible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, I got a lot of connections, but, yeah, it's a wait-and-see thing for me. You know, test, test, test. And so I don't mention everything that goes on.
Also
so,
coming through on that, too, is... I believe a Cherokee named Blue Otter, if you can correct me if I pronounce it wrong, CeeLo?
CeeLo or CeeLa?
S-E-L-O is the way I've seen it spelled. It has to do with the corn.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, that's also connected to your birth.
Okay, what's all this mean, brother? To me, it means I was born, and I'll die. So what's going on?
It's a long story. You just have to kind of go with it. It takes about 10 minutes to get through it.
Well,
okay.
It means that it seems to indicate. I'm just following the breadcrumbs here and looking at the pieces, and then you kind of try to thread it together. So we have something about crystal skulls. We have something about the pyramid of Quetzalcoatl, and we have something about the Pleiades star system, which many of those pyramids track the Pleiades. So, and then we also have the corn maiden CeeLo of the Cherokee, which one of the pyramids there at Teotihuacan also has the Aztec version of CeeLo, the corn maiden or corn goddess. So that's telling me that there's a connection between possibly the crystal skulls, the corn goddess, you, and some of say that the corn kernels themselves are kind of like little skulls.
All right. It's telling me
that you probably have a connection with all that and a spiritual guidance connection going back to Pleiades and to and through the CeeLo, the corn maiden or corn goddess. And so I would say that she is probably a driving factor in some of your spiritual guidance.
I wouldn't know. I never spoke with her spirit. I wouldn't know.
Well, maybe I'll check in with her and see what she says.
Maybe I should.
That's kind of the female energy, remember, that we were talking about before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I sure do identify with the females. They're the strength in the world. It's not the men, they're the screw-ups. But the females are... To me, the females have got the brains in general, overall. And the guys are just egotistical. I don't know. Look, I'm a man. I'm all male. See what I got? And there's a lot more to life than what he's got. And women, first up in the morning, work most of the day at home with the kids or send them to school. And anyway, then the old guy comes home and dinner prepared, dishes washed afterwards, and then finally off to bed and, you know, last one in bed probably. And next thing you know, she's laying back thinking, oh, finally, you know, my day's done. Well, the man works maybe 10 hours a day, and she's working 14 or better, and the lady lays down to pass out and looks at her husband to say goodnight, and he gives a leery grin and says, hi, honey. Her night is not over.
The Thunder people are intervening here. He said something very true.
Well, I got a lot of respect for the gal, if I tell you that.
I'll move a little bit further here, and I'm going to do... Now, this component's going to add three more things to it. One will be kind of on a forward flow of time, the other on a backward flow of time from our next world cycle coming back to us, and then where the two come together and create a unity or a zero point or a balance. And this might tell us a little bit more about some of the things that she might tell you. First one on the forward flow, so it's going what we perceive time normally is going kind of forward. And it's talking about everything that you just said. It's talking about nurturing, releasing belonging, birth, natural ways, liberation of things, prophecy, heaven, and things like that. So it's kind of in a nutshell all the things that you just said a couple of minutes ago about how women do things and think and act and their perception and understanding of, you know, creation and reality. So that would tell me why it's a red color glyph, so it would connect obviously to red elk. It's then on the backward flow of time we have jaguar energy that we talked about earlier, and it's matching number wise to your three on your three semi or three crystal three skull thing. It's a three jaguar, and it's about so this is things that you may have seen showing up in your life in the last few years since maybe 1997, 98 on, maybe even before that, but these are things that might have noticed showing up, and it has the things with receptivity, moving outside of time, mystical things. A lot of things about service. You know, it looks to me like probably your interest probably in service to others and helping humanity has probably been there all along, but it's probably been increasing. And it's for a specific purpose. It's the purpose of your service is for transformation and change.
I
divine
agree there.
Change. Not just change, but divine change. So in a way, it will be a death of the old, but it will be a birth of the new. And that's what I see as a large component of... Now, where these two come together, they create a kind of a doorway or a bridge between worlds. And you coming up two words that would sum it up, truth and eagle energy, the eagle. So vision,
like a
revelation.
Bird eagle, or are you saying eagle like I'm super guy?
No,
are
no.
You saying bird
eagle like bird.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So truth and eagle, the vision, truth of vision, things with intuition, getting back to the female mind and intuition, new pathways and abundance, and also balance is important. How do things balance? So truth, balancing things, moving into a new path, using intuition and truth as a guidance, and the revelations of vision through the eagle, you know, bird energy.
Okay.
That's showing up a lot.
Well, I... What was that? Crash landed. I have quite recently, Brother...
by the way, let me cut in here. Somebody just called in. I accidentally disconnected you. Please call back in. I do apologize. Go ahead.
Okay, no. In the last, really within the last 2 years, I very, very strongly, and the Creator told me he was going to send me on a new work. And I thought, and I'm not sure I'm wrong, but or I'm right, rather. I thought it was getting old like I am and decrepit and I lost all my good looks. But anyway, I thought that was it, so that I could identify with the aged and the war veterans and stuff like that. And it might be, I don't know. But I've got a heavy interest in getting people to unite That's husbands and wives to unite spiritually instead of one dragging their feet, the other rushing ahead and causing, between the two of them, causing personal problems. I'm trying to make them see that they can both, the two are one, so why quarrel over the dang thing? Get ahead and get right with the Creator. And let's move out of this trash that we live in right now. And that's awful strong on me. As I speak, I have a man and wife visiting from Canada that are quite interested in purity and growing in Christ. But both of them drag their feet. One says, no, I'm boss, and the other one says, I'm not going to let you be. And it ends up a big quarrel, and I got to calm them both down. If they're going to grow, they got to grow as one. And I'm finding that not only between husbands and wives, but nations. And it's like we're married to the Afghanistan, and don't realize it. I'm right, you're wrong, both sides saying it. And all they're doing is just lollygagging in a cesspool. And we've got to find spiritual oneness. Never mind the name Muhammad or whatever that Muslim prophet guy's name. And Allah is God. Sure, Allah is God. Of course Allah is God for their culture. God is God for our culture. See it as a cultural difference of calling God God or Allah Allah. But these people are not thinking. They're fighting over stupidity. And I wish they'd grow up. Darn, I wish they'd grow up. We need peace on this earth, but we sure aren't getting it. Done.
Well, that's the truth.
that dang bird is better. Yeah, give him a parachute, would you?
Oh yeah, it sounds like he's dropping something. I'm not sure what it was, but
and by the way, we do have a caller, but that person apparently can hear the show, but. They disappeared, so. Okay. No, they're still there. Yeah, somebody's calling in over Skype, and you can hear us, but I guess you just called in to listen. Let's check and see. Hello, caller on Skype. Can you hear us? Yeah, did you have a question for Red Elk? Yes.
Yes, I had a question for Red Elk. We did one of his Purity Way get-togethers years ago, a friend of mine and myself. And I was wondering if Red Elk had any more information on his Red Dragon drum that came across to him, and then he did a trip to Hopi and so forth. If there's anything that he could add to that story.
There's quite a bit I can add to it. I'm not sure how wise it would be to add to it. It is in the hands of another Indian at the moment that I trust very strongly, and I in my crippled condition, there isn't much I can do. I can barely walk 18 feet to the bedroom, and so there isn't a lot of traveling or anything I can do, and that drum has a job to do. So this one N.A. brother, he's got it, and it's in his control now, his and the Creator. I don't know what's gone on with it yet. He's had it now for about 7 months, I think. But the two dragons, there were two dragons in this drum, and they were both red, both very evil. and I got them cleared out, you know, and squared away. But the Rattlesnake Society down in Navajo, Arapaho, Apache-type area sort of got a hold of one of the dragons, and it's not always a glorified dragon anymore. They managed to sort of lasso it and make it do some pretty nasty crap. But the other one is full bore all gold, beautiful thing, and it's going good. It's doing good stuff in the nation down there, and I'm keeping my eye open on the one that's being manipulated, and every once in a while I have to step in. And well, anyway, we're going to see between me and this other NA medicine man what can be done about this. I would love to return the drum safely to the nation that it was part of, safely. But there's no safe yet until that damn Snake Society gets their act together and quit being sorcerers. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's still around, and it's out of their hands, the drum itself. And but what is going to take place, neither the other medicine man nor myself really know. It's up to the Creator. But I think there's going to be a cleanup down there in the Four Corners area, a real cleanup, a spiritual cleanup. And that's as far as they dare go.
And caller, I had to turn your mic off because your browser is open and we had an echo. But so let me turn it on briefly, see if you have anything else you wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Okay, great. This is Michael and Bob, and we want to wish Red Elk a happy birthday and much health and much healing. We're both down here in Mexico, and Red Elk married my last wife and I years ago. And
Computer Bob
and Michael, yeah. So,
you do okay.
We're sitting here on the beach in Pacific of Mexico listening to you, brother. And
we want you and Michelle to come down and visit.
Anytime you can get down here, we'll put you up.
Where in Mexico are you?
Around Zihuatanejo area.
Right. If I get down there the way I am now.
I know. We're praying for you up here.
I'll have to do it either spiritually or through teleportation. And I'm too weak to do the teleportation at the moment. But I can always visit in spirit. And Bob, that way is cheaper, because in spirit I don't eat. So it's cheap to say hello. Hello?
Yeah, we're moving that. But Red Elk, we know the health issues you're having, and we're praying and putting the healing energy into you and your family there. And we know things will get better along the way. And
it can get a lot worse. I'm making it so far. Bob, I look at it this way. As bad off as I am, there's people that are so far more bad off than I am at the moment. And that's worldwide. And so when I look at it that way, I'm not bad off at all.
And just remember the Chihuahua pyramid, friend. I still don't know how you climbed that thing two times.
Oh, God, you're out of your gourd.
Remember?
Yeah, all right, you two guys, Send me an email.
Okay.
I've learned how to put some addresses in.
Okay.
So we can keep in contact.
Okay. And we're listening to you down here in the South. Anyway.
Yeah, the far south.
Okay.
Okay. God bless both of you and yours.
And much love to you, brother. Bye-bye.
Get over here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Blue Otter?
I'm here.
Is that gentleman that we were talking to, has he still got something else to say? I got a feeling he does.
No, he hung up.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's listening.
Well, I was wondering, you know, he said a lot, but frankly, I'm wondering, what does that mean? All
he just called. He just called to say, you know, happy birthday and ask about those drums. It's all right. But by the way, folks, if you're listening and you want to call in and chat with the Red Elk, call 347-996-3318, or you can Skype in. Excuse me. You can Skype in by pressing the blue button next to the telephone number there on the page that you're listening. And but anyway, where did you finish the reading, Mark?
Yeah, I think we went through it pretty much. There was one other thing. I don't know if Red Elk's interested on it or not, the connection on it between his birth and back to Christ.
Let me stop you there. Yes, I am interested. I'm trying to figure out what the heck you're trying to tell me.
Well, let me explain a little bit about what this is. The Mayans had a system just like the Hebrews did. You remember a few years back where I asked you for your birthday and I said I was going to do your Hebrew birthday reading, and I told you that it came out that you were a person, the people that were born or died on your birth date bring heaven down to earth. Okay, now this is the Mayan version. It's very in depth, and it really kind of shows you what you're wired, what your purpose in life is, and it's very exact.
Explain it the other way too, Blue Otter. One way of looking at it is that what we're doing is taking your birth, the date you're born, in the normal Gregorian calendar. That's the June date, and we're converting it over into where you were born within the Mayan Zolkin calendar, which is called a calendar. It can be used that way. But another way to say it would be, instead of saying it's a calendar, that it'd be a song. So it's kind of like a way of a song being sung, one of many songs maybe, but a song being sung, possibly by the Creator. And so we look up, and in that song we take and we look up and we find a place or a position in the song or a musical note. And like any song, a certain area of the song is talking about something, you know, singing about something. Different parts of the song sing about everything else, different things. But it's one song, like you were saying about getting things to come together, to unify. You know, so within a song, what we do usually is we look up the birth and we say, this is where the person was born in the song. And by looking at where they were born in the song is singing something at that point. And by looking at that, we can tell the position in the song that person was born and how that relates their life to that song or place in the song, the energy at that point in the song. That's where yours was coming up with the three and the skull, the simian, things like that, which is about service to other people, the knowledge of elders, dimensions, moving information between, and death and divine change, changing of things. So that tells us that in the song of the Creator, that's where you were born. So that tells us that's part of your purpose. That's part of what your life is singing about, is the same place as that point in the song. Turns out that the Mayan calendar, which Zolkin calendar in particular, which most people don't know some of this, it's using some of the same mathematics and sacred geometry that Creator uses to form our body, the galaxies, and everything in creation. And so that's one of the things that makes it somewhat unique on planet Earth. I have not found any other timing system that is using that particular sacred geometry and mathematics to do that. So it's very unique, and that's important because that geometry is what allows things to move outward and grow, but yet retain their connection back to unity and the Creator. It's a two-way flow, and it connects everything ultimately back into Creator. So their calendar system is the only thing that apparently does it that well. So what we're really looking at when we look at your birth is we're looking at where you were positioned or born within that song of creation for regarding humans.
And you might add that this is based on the cycle of the morning star, the planet Venus.
That's
so
correct.
So your birthday rolls around every approximately 9 months or so.
Yeah.
It
and
does.
That cycle is also following that same mathematical thing of Creator. So, and then the Venus in the Mayan thing was very important because it was tied into Quetzalcoatl and the birth of cycles and Christ. You know, if we look at the very last thing in the Book of Revelations, in the Book of the Apocalypse of the Bible, we have Christ saying, "I am the morning star," which is exactly what the pale prophet or the Lord of the Wind and the Water stated many, many times, that that's what he was. And the same thing is what Christ is saying. Now, Red Otter, your birth also has a connection in that song of Creator, because the day in that they record the whole thing with Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, okay, your birth would have followed Easter Sunday the very next day. So that tells us you have a close proximity there to the original Easter Sunday, which would have been on, you were on 3 Semi. The day before that was 2 Shakan. Shakan is the serpent glyph, and it's the 2 Shakan would mean 2 or twin, which was the name for Quetzalcoatl, precious twin, or a twin serpent or something. So the twin energy flows that the Hopi record with the two gods, the brothers at the North and South Pole that create the energy pattern, which would also relate also back to Quetzalcoatl, which goes back to the temple of Quetzalcoatl, which is also connect your birth. So what we're seeing here is a pattern of a lot of things in the song that's connecting to your birth. So what I'm doing is I'm just seeing parts of this, and then I'm trying to give you those pieces. I'm not trying to tell you exactly everything that it means. I'm trying to tell you the things to see so that you can maybe see that in your life. The one thing that I think has come up pretty clearly for that may help you is I would suggest you might get in a contact with the coordinator in the Cherokee, Celo, I believe. All right.
Do some
prayer or meditation about that. And I think there's some additional help or guidance that you're going to get there. And it'll help you.
I don't know those names, and frankly, other than having the Creator do it for me, getting me in contact with whatever,
you could do that.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
Sure. Well, that's a great place to stay. Like you say, talk to Papa, right, or Dad.
There you go. Well, by the way, let me tell you as well as other listeners what you just came on and was telling me. You know, you started in on this stuff just a minute or two ago. makes a tremendous amount of sense to me. I know things that, I don't know how much you know, but I know how much I know. And the song you talk about, what is a song? It's generally, hopefully, it's a soothing noise. And not always. We got rappers today and stuff that disrupt that noise. But a song of God has got to be a soothing noise, period. And I found out years ago, that noise, songs of noise, or a joyful noise, or soothing noise, I found out years ago what is sound. Sound is energy. So we are being bombarded with a God energy sound. Or a song, if the Bible wants to put it that way. And so there's a lot of things that you're saying this last few minutes that make tremendous sense to me. Because I like rest in the energy of the living God. And there is a living God. You can take that to the bank and cash it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to thank you, brother. Some of it made no sense to me at all, beyond me. But some of it does, so it's interesting. Doesn't mean much to me, but it's interesting. I just go on doing what I'm doing, and that means up and down, good health, bad health, angry, hurt, crying, happy, singing. I'm a human being, and I have my good moments and my bad moments. My worst moment was a few weeks ago when I lost half of my teeth within an hour. And so I just dropped there. And so now I've only got one tooth. I say half because I had two, and one fell out. Yeah, but anyway, okay, thanks for the reading, my brother. And, pray for me that what you told me somehow soaks in, and I start seeing the full potential or full knowledge of what it's all about, would you?
Yeah, we'll just trust Creator to help on that, you know. It'll work out.
Okay, I thank you for it.
You're welcome.
Much for taking your time. God bless you.
Well, God bless you too, Red Elk.
Well, Red Elk, are you getting tired, or you want to talk a little longer?
Don't you take a break on this
sure.
show? When,
sure, let's
why
take a break.
Take a break and I'll light a cigarette.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll listen to. Let me find a good song here, and we'll let him have a smoke. And let's see, what's a good song, Mark, that we usually play? Caught me by surprise here. Here's one I know Red Uncle will like. Here's Hallelujah by. Oh, I forgot his first name. Leonard Cohen. Be back
okay,
in a moment.
I'm going to grab a station. I'll be right there.
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall. if I did, well really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah.
ever did. I'm the little Jew who wrote the Bible. I've seen the nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival.
You can't measure anymore. The
And we are back with Red Elk and
Badger. I'm here. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish I had that guy's songs on my computer, but yeah, I don't even know how to put them on, darn it. I like that stuff.
Yeah, I'll send them to you. How's that sound?
That sounds like a winner. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
He's quite a guy.
By the way, Blue Otter, I would like to thank many of your emailers, Jaina and Jill and people I can't even remember, but that stick with me and pray for me and try to help me and stuff like that. And I want to apologize that I can't write anymore. Everything, I can't read what I write. And it's hard for me to even type with one finger and it shakes. So I have trouble getting emails back. And I read them, but I must owe 800 emails to people that have contributed in prayer and other ways, and I've never gotten back to them. I feel bad about that. I really do. But there's not a lot I can do about it. But
yeah,
I want to say thank you very much.
I think they understand. Yeah, maybe it's time for them to start listening rather than to stop reading.
Is there any more callers?
Well, haven't had anybody yet. I let everybody know. Oh, yes. We do have a caller. Who is this calling in?
Hey, happy birthday, Grandfather Red Elk. This is David in Portland.
Hey, David, do me a favor.
Yes.
Close your internet browser page that you're listening to.
Okay. Yeah, let me see. Okay, how's that?
There you go. All right,
okay.
The floor is yours. Now, who is this? David who?
David in Portland.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dave, Adam is over here. There's somebody's coming in here, the dog. And all six of them, good grief.
That's okay.
But anyway, he's going to bring that radio back with him, so if you get in touch with him, you can put an antenna on that radio, and you've got yourself one heck of a radio. So
well,
I want
well,
to
hey,
know
that
he's going to take it back.
Wow, thank you. Well, I want to say hi. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I wanted to say hi to Will and happy birthday to Grandfather Red Elk.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
I got a dog
thanks,
too.
Dave. Now what's going on? Sounds like the eagle has landed and the dog has got it.
Yeah, that's the old yeller. That's the yeller.
Yeah. Well,
oh, the eagle.
I did like the eagle.
Oh, there's the eagle. There he is. Yeah, there he is. Okay. Enough of that nonsense. So how's things in Portland?
Well, not bad. We're really nice sunny day. Can't complain at all.
Well, that's rare. My son's mother was born there, and my son was born there in 85, and we lived there a couple times in the early and mid 80s, and it's a very nice place, and got some relatives there.
Yes, yeah, it's a really nice, you know, gets really lush and green this time of year, so, you know, it's one of the best times of the year, I think, here. You know, really a lot of, you know, the flowers are in bloom. You got all the leaves and everything. It's really wonderful.
And if you don't keep the blackberry bushes cut back, they'll give you a ticket.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
This is
when they start taking over.
Yeah, that's. I lived on the side of Mount Tabor, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's a nice park.
It is southeast.
Portland has gotten way too many bridges, and the freeways, boy, their sign systems are terrible. If you get behind a big truck, you don't see the sign saying the place you want to get to, turn right, until you pass the sign and the turn off. It's
stinks. Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful town, except for those two problems.
Well, you can blame me in part. You can blame me in part. I helped in the construction of the light rail in Banfield.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Well, Dave, thanks a bunch for the birthday greeting. And we'll have to get together as soon as we can, but greater willing, we'll get together, kid.
Okay, sounds good. And yeah, I really thought it was an interesting conversation you had with, was it Badger earlier?
Yeah,
he's here.
Yeah, I thought that that's a connection worth exploring. He mentioned.
Hey, you want a reading? Badger,
sure. Yeah,
Badger, you want to do a reading on him? We got lots of time.
Sure, we can do that if you want.
Okay. Tell him your birthday.
Okay, 2nd of August of 1968.
August 2, 1968?
That's correct, yeah.
What?
Hold on a second. I got to bring down some screens on the computer.
Okay, well, you're doing that blue-eyed.
Well, interestingly enough, you have a... yours kind of connects the red out.
Oh, no.
His was a 3 Simi, and yours is a 3 Lamont. Remember what we were talking about, the morning star?
Yeah.
The Lamont glyph is also called the star glyph, morning star, and it's in the cycle of Simi. So you were born in the third cycle of the same glyph that Red Elk was born on, so it's connecting you harmonically, energetically on the number 3. You two are connected, and that's the right brain, feminine energy thing that we were talking about a lot. So that's probably one of the things you were tapping into through your birth.
Interesting.
Now give me a second and I'll look up the other one and see August 2nd. And 1968. See if I can find out a little bit more here. Oh, well, okay, so this is, remember we're talking about forward, backward flow of time and where the two come together?
I remember.
Okay, yes. So for you, on your birth, on the forward flow, yours is a semi-glyph, a 16 semi, and that again is connecting to Red Elk's 3 semi-glyph, and that's about the thing about change, divine change. Yours is bringing in an aspect. The 16 number relates to a universal unity, universalness of all, pulling everything together. So I suspect that part of what Red Elk was talking about also probably pretty strongly connected to you as well. And that energy is sitting in a Jaguar cycle, which we talked about too. Was Red Elk. And the Jaguar in the Mayan and the Mesoamerican, even in South American, Jaguar is probably considered one of the most powerful totem animals. It's the one that it will relate to the caves and Jaguar being cat, kind of, again, sort of the feminine thing. But the Jaguars relate to, they can move between the worlds that relates to the birth of the new sun. If you look at the Mayan Popol Vuh, they actually, 3 of the 4 guys that were there at the beginning when created, according to their story, there were 3 of them had Jaguar in their name. And it relates to time, too. And also back to someone called Ixchel, I-X-C-H-E-L. She probably has some connection back to the corn maiden and thing that we were talking about earlier as well.
Okay.
And so that's on the forward flow. On the backward time flow, you have something, 8 o'clock, and it's a storm symbol. Its day, its number that's associated with its position in the calendar is 263, and 263 days is the morning star cycle of the planet Venus. And that's going to this particular energy, like I said, this is probably stuff that you may have seen showing up in your life since 1997 going forward, maybe even earlier than that, but somewhere around there, maybe just a couple of years ago. But things that have to do with catalyzation of things, of shaping good things, family, things about a lot of things about creation at the basic levels, especially when it has to do with things about supernatural powers, ancestors, things that deal with Maya and illusion, how our reality actually works. That if our senses actually picked up on the backward flow, we wouldn't see reality. So creators designed our senses, our eyes, ears, and everything that how we process sound, light, all those frequencies in our limited range, we're only seeing part of the story. We can't see the opposite counterbalance of those things, because if we did, it would cancel out and we wouldn't see anything. So creators designed our senses with a certain type of limitation so we could experience this reality that we're in. And I would say that you've probably recently started to get more interest in that type of learning or material in one way or another. You're probably looking around or already being given stuff that has to deal with how creation actually manifests and works. And I would look for some help from ancestors and creator, maybe even something in your own family. It may not be direct family, but some, you know, peripheral family that it may not even be a direct biological family. It may be someone that's more spiritual family, possibly.
Okay.
Where these two come together, they form the zero point or the balancing point of everything. And this is kind of your how you move from one world cycle to the next. And it's a glyph. It's a con glyph, and it has to do also with the corn seed being planted in the ground that we were talking about earlier with the corn maiden. It is about, has a lot of things, keywords is focusing, inspiring your awareness, flourishing, prosperity, tuning into things, especially something that has to do with the sun and how our sun affects life and ancestors' relationship back with the sun. And that will tie in with what we're talking about, how creation forms and how our sun operates in terms of moving the light energy and the frequencies into the rest of the solar system, how creator does that. And then you can move back from the sun into the other parts of the galaxy and universe and stuff, ultimately all the way back to God and the creator. And for that type of learning, I would say that you're going to get a lot of help, quite a bit of help by looking for ancestors.
Yep.
And do for prayer, help, guidance to God, creator, and stuff to, so you can hear what ancestors are telling you. Because you might learn some things that you're interested in, want to know, or need to know from ancestors. So pay attention to like dreams and stuff too, even, because a lot of the indigenous people and stuff are very, you know, they pay attention to their dreams. So one of the things you can do is right before you go to sleep, just set an intention that you would like to communicate with ancestors.
Sorry about that, folks.
Through creator, and to learn about these things. And then pay attention to your dreams or anything else that comes to you that way.
Okay, wow, that's really good stuff. You know, it's interesting you mentioned the ancestors. I was just, you know, I was looking on Red Elk's blog, and right below for tonight's show, his announcement, there was a, it must have been an older blog piece where he was talking about his ancestors. So that's a pretty interesting connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, if you go to his blog, it's on his front page. And, yeah, I was just reading that last night thinking about that. So that's really interesting that you should mention that, Badger.
Well, you could have some common ancestors here in Red Elk, possibly.
Yeah. I got a white ancestor was in a lot of teepees. never know. Well.
All right. Well,
I'll say this,
Badger.
My brother Badger. I know Dave not real well, but we conversed off and on for a year or less, and what you have been telling him fits right into some of the things that he shared with me. So there seems to be some form of accuracy to what you're talking about. I don't know how you got interested in all that stuff, but it seems to point out something.
Well, he's definitely a whiz kid.
I guess.
If he was in the Washington Beltway, let's see. They have a word in the Beltway for people that know a lot about a subject. It's spelled W-O-N-K, wonk.
Wonk.
Well, I would suggest the same thing that Red Elk suggests. If people want to know things and do these things, you just open up and listen to the Creator and be willing
to
listen. Helps other people.
Let me add to that. Quit calling him God, even if you're an atheist. Quit calling him God. Start calling him Daddy and find out how close he really is to you. He will respond to that. He knows he's your God, even if you don't. Doesn't matter. Test him and just say, Dad, would you somehow prove to me that you love me, care for me, and they're real. And don't set down the rules saying, give me the lottery tomorrow. You know, you don't do that. Let him do it his way, and I guarantee you, his way, you will never be able to deny that you've been in contact with the living, greatest thing known to time. So use the word dad and daddy. Get on your knees. I don't care if you're atheist or not. Do it. And just test me, all right? I've got a number that have and sure have changed their minds. Okay, Blue Otter, I think I'm about ready to wrap it up. Are you there, Blue Otter?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my mic off for a second. I appreciate you. I was talking and nobody could hear me. And so, that's refreshing.
Anyway, Blue Otter, unless there's other callers, I'm pretty tired. Just
Okay. Holding
this phone up makes my arm ache. So I'll go another caller if you want, but otherwise I'd like to wrap it up.
That's okay. Doesn't look like we've got anybody, and so we'll play the Happy Birthday Northern Drum song one more time, and we'll go out with that, okay?
All right, and by the way, there's another song you ought to pick up for your show, especially with me, it's on the blog or somewhere. You can find it. It's a song called Through Red Elk's Eyes. And I have no idea who wrote it. I lost his address within 2 days. But, boy, you ought to hear that one.
Well, I can download it.
Outside.
What I'll do is I'll download it and add it to the end of this show later.
Okay, brother. I thank you all. I got to put this down. I'm so sorry.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. God bless you all. And I don't know, Creator lives, but let him live in your life.
Okay,
he loves
will
you
do.
Kiss the way you are.
And thanks to you, Mark. And
thank you, Mark, very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And we'll let everybody
bye-bye.
Go. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, folks. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius.
Look inside the rainbow, look inside the heart, deep in the mountain stillness, echoes of another time, let the wind blow, let the truth be known to all mankind again, prophecy keepers. Like a lover's hand upon the heart, the very breath you gave me grows intently through the years
and becomes awesome dreams.
So let the wind blow.
Prophecy keepers. hot sun on the dry ground. Sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around. Out away's a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone in the valley, the mountains high and the running streams. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The sparrow and the antelope, the eagle high and the buffalo. Oh, Mother Earth, I can feel you as one with me.
Thank you. Sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
We choose to write to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power.